Good to have you join us on the CX Breakroom. My name is Sheetal, and I'm your host on this podcast series that's going to help you understand how customer experience is being defined by various influencers. The influencer we're going to be talking about quite a bit today is AI. And to help us understand all of this, we've got just the voice you need. The person has been at the cusp, has been watching how technology and storytelling have come together to deliver some real results. His name is Ben Lewis. He is the Vice President of Marketing and Growth at InfoBip. And he is who we have here. Thank you so much, Ben. And welcome to, I should say, the podcast, but most certainly welcome to India. How's the experience been so far?
Amazing. It's very, it's alive and pumping and something. It's a great experience.
Yeah. And you brought in the word experience over here. So I'm quite certain the minute you landed, you were trying to understand how your typical client in India is going to be like. And I'm sure you have some insights, but I'm going to save those insights for later. But, since we're talking about customer experience and AI, the hero of many stories indeed, and for marketing most certainly, we've noticed there's a lot of conversation around it, but we aren't really seeing people rush in and demonstrate even sometimes results, right? So what's really keeping some of the brands from embracing AI in the way that we've been imagining they will to deliver results?
It's a great question. I think that if you track back to when the web launched many years ago, it was a new thing and people sort of experiencing how to sort of get the most out of the internet. And even now, people are still exploring that environment. I think that with AI, we're at the start of this journey of understanding the impact that it can have, which tool will actually be used, how do you integrate these things together? And we're still at that start. Like it's a journey. And it's, if you think about sort of when Gen AI came in and how it's impacted us, people are using bits of AI, throughout their day. And if they're not, they should be. But to actually integrate it fully into your product stack, to integrate it fully into your experience for your customers or for even your company is a very different journey. We're really at the start of this exploration of how do you integrate it within your product stack and environment.
So, Ben, you just told us about some of the challenges to adoption. But, I'd like for our viewers to also take away something in manner of possibilities, exciting things that should inform the decisions that they make in the area of customer experience going forward. So how have you seen some of the brands so far use AI to craft these experiences for customers that are not just impactful, personalized, engaging, but also seamless? All of this put together, how have you seen some of this pan out in the industry?
It's a great question. I mean, we have an amazing use case actually in Delhi, where we have one of our customers, Uber. Typically, you know Uber from an app. That you book through an app, and actually we transitioned because of the amount of adoption that we have in India for WhatsApp. They transitioned the app over to a WhatsApp chatbot so you could book your Uber directly through WhatsApp. So you can send the location. It's an amazing opportunity to show how you can move from an app, which again, if you think about maybe the future of where we're heading to, we're moving to an environment of, again, like if you take your history book back, apps on your phone, to maybe a consolidation of some super apps environment where like WhatsApp has that opportunity to integrate these things like payment solutions and others. And Uber is a good example of it has an app. It also understands that there's a massive adoption of WhatsApp within the country. And they're testing this environment of being able to use the app to book an Uber. So again, it allows someone for customized experience, faster experience in the app that they're using often, not having to find where's this app that on my phone is. If you look at sort of Asia as a whole sort of super region, yes, they have apps like Line and others like WeChat, which have already integrated these this like super app environments where you can shop and you can bank. And I do see that the future sort of is looking in that direction where we have these like super apps. So that's the takeaway. So what is the app that people are using and how to engage them in a more personalized setting?
So it's not just anymore, from what I hear about brands just responding to customer inquiries and requirements, but also anticipating some of this and factoring it into their plans. And that's where it's very interesting to see how predictive analytics is going to play out in the area of customer experience. So please tell us how maybe you've seen some brands incorporate this element, this piece of tech into their solutions for their customers.
Brands need to be understanding how their customers want to interact with them. I think if you start from that sort of baseline, customers want to sort of get the information from their sort of company as fast as possible, as streamlined as possible. So the easier that's available, the better. So I think if you start from that view, that making things easy and getting personalized to you is a winner. So we've seen brands in there's a bank in Middle East that have transitioned their sort of banking already fully onto WhatsApp. So again, an environment where they've the security, the all these other components which are very, very, you know, confidential. They've now have the two. They have the app, and they also have banking through WhatsApp. And you can ask for a statement. You can ask for sort of credit inquiries. And you can also ask the AI to sort of provide you insight into your banking, and all through WhatsApp. So they've actually transitioned already to allowing this, because they know that customers want to ask quick questions and get the answers, as opposed to having to try and find things through sort of the standardized process that we're probably used to.
Used to, right. All of this is still a lot of data, no pun intended over here at all, a lot of data coming to someone who needs to make a choice, right? So if there are marketers out there who are wondering what their strategy should be, or what should be the few tenets that should inform the decisions that they make for their organizations and indeed their customers, what would those key takeaways be? One or two big ones, or maybe a few big ones that come to mind?
So I think there is always that use case between human, AI, and understanding which environment you go to, and also maybe this sort of hybrid version of both. So it's understanding how do you get the most out of the AI tool that you're using in order to be able to differentiate what that looks like. I think that the key things that need to be looked at are trying to find the right tool. I wouldn't try and diversify too much. I would say look for one, invest in that one, and really try to see what impact that will drive. So I would say select a tool, see the impact that you can have, and A/B test against your current maybe status quo.
That time of the podcast when we leave people with things that they can use to plan their futures when it comes to customer experience, their decisions, indeed their strategies. So Ben, if you were to look into the future, what does customer experience look like with AI at the center of it all?
Hyper-personalization is the key, really, in all things relating to customer experience and CX, and looking down the line of how we want to be connected to. Think of it from a marketing standpoint, that you're trying to connect with your audience. So being able to provide your customers with clear information, the things that they want and it's impactful for them, is super important. Understanding how these things interact together, if you can get to the winning formula, you're in for a win. And I think it's understanding the environment of there's always a human aspect. We're not sort of removing human. It's the humans need to control the AI to sort of get the most value from it. And it's about that merge and the hybrid environment of coming together, where that sweet spot is in the middle.
Are there other, things that are near futuristic that will put stars in the eyes of our viewers that you're working on, that you're excited about? You've seen people show a particular preference for the way technology is informing maybe some of the solutions that are currently in your mind, swirling around in your mind.
Sure. I mean, personally, I'm looking at a couple of tools, but I'll talk about one specifically. But there's a we had a marketing sort of town hall quite recently, and I wanted to do a quiz for the town hall. So I went to ChatGPT and I sort of asked it to give me 20 questions or something around the brand. But actually, I used another tool to test it, and it's a sort of an AI agent. And I asked it, can you give me a quiz, 20 questions based on product, brand, and there was another third component that we asked it to. And you can actually watch the AI agent on the right-hand side of the screen as it's sort of clicking around on the website, finding the information about sort of the company history, about sort of our brand messaging, about sort of the product stack. And actually, the 20 questions that came up, and it was multiple choice, they were really, there was one that we slightly edited, But the amount of sort of deep information that it provided was amazing. So I think it's understanding how can you leverage these AI agents that are around to sort of make your life slightly easier. And really get the best use case for it. So that's something I've been playing with.
I think those are some great pointers for us on this episode, where we've not just spoken about some of the challenges with respect to AI adoption. We've also looked at some of the ways in which brands are approaching AI, factoring in analytics and data. But Ben, this has been a great episode on understanding customer experience with AI at the center of it all. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.